This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 457 for Thursday, June 29th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Today's futures canola market is stronger Thursday morning, with the largest gains in the nearby July contract as traders exit the front month ahead of its expiry. Canola up $8 to $19, July up $19 at $730 per ton. The more active November contract, it's up $8.50 at $709. Chart-based positioning was behind some of the early buying interest amid ideas yesterday's losses were overdone. While the 22.1 million seeded acres of canola reported by Statistics Canada yesterday did come in above average trade expectations, weather conditions through the growing season will have a greater influence on actual production. Gains in the Chicago soy complex today provided spillover support, with Malaysian palm oil also firmer. However, European rapeseed was slightly softer in most months. In the U.S., activity is mixed with gains in soybeans, losses in corn, and a choppy tone in wheat. The USDA will release acreage and quarterly grain stocks reports tomorrow, and positioning ahead of that data is behind some of today's activity. Soybeans thought to be due for a correction after yesterday's losses. The November contract up a quarter cent at $12.65 and a quarter. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 227,000 tons of old crop business were down 50% on the week and at the lower end of trade expectations. Average estimates ahead of tomorrow's report call for quarterly U.S. soybean stocks of about 800 million bushels and an acreage base of 87.7 million acres. Corn, it is slightly lower in most months, down a penny in the September contract at $5.29 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were in line with expectations, with 140,000 tons of old crop and an additional 125,000 tons of new crop business on the books. Trade estimates ahead of tomorrow's report call for U.S. corn stocks of about 4.2 billion bushels and seeded area of 91.8 million acres. Uncertain Midwestern weather forecast did keep some caution in the corn market. Wheat futures moving to both sides of unchanged. Minneapolis spring wheat holding on to gains, up 6 cents in the September contract at $8.24 per bushel. Kansas City, though, down 2 cents in September at $8.04 per bushel, and Chicago down a quarter cent in the September contract at $6.69 and a half. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at about 150,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.